The very first thing that went up was the picture of young woman brutally slain. I hadn't figured out how to make text appear to the right of a picture yet, so it all just went down. And below the picture of young woman brutally slain, there's a brief description of the crime. No crime report, nothing else, and just pictures after that. Just click here for pictures of the crime scene. And people did.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to get it posted on Yahoo and a bunch of places like that, and they sent me letters back saying it was interesting. Well, someone said it was interesting, but it wasn't really finished. And the others said, what in the heck is that? You know, why would we want to post that thing? So I had to go make a little logo for the front page and try to give it more information so there was more to it than just the photographs. We had to add a police report, more photographs of the other rooms, and that was it. And then I got it listed on some places, and after that, every week I would add surveillance photos or biographical information. And if I had a staff, or if I were doing this full-time, there'd be an awful lot more information. There'd be biographical info about everybody involved. There'd probably be a detective blog where it was every day you just found out what he's working on, where he's going, you know, what leads he's following up, where he's at. I really wanted to have these guys go somewhere and have a sense of they're in Miami right now, and they've uploaded this photograph of their surveillance of where they think the criminal is or whatever. Because that's the thing about this web, is you can go there. I mean, if I had a portable computer with, say, a website on it and a link to the high-speed connection, you could take that laptop with you on a surveillance thing, and when you call up the screen, you could see what the detectives see. You could process the information as they put it up on the screen.